This is one of those rare years when the full moon lands right smack on the vernal equinox. This only happens 3 times a century, on average. For most people, the equinox's main significance is that it's the start of spring. So, to be exact, that happens at 6:02, Wednesday afternoon, March 20th. It's also the day when the sun rises and sets precisely due east and due west. So on Wednesday, you can rotate and calibrate your sundial, that job you've been putting off for so long. It's the day when the sun moves across the sky in a laser straight line. It's when the noonday sun stands in its medium or average height above your southern horizon. And yes, the days and nights are sort of equal for people throughout the world. Not exactly equal, but close enough. Full moon happens around 4 hours after the equinox at 9:43 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. It's a close enough match that you can look for moonrise at very nearly the same moment as sunset, with both of our major skylights hovering opposite each other, the sun setting just as the full moon is rising. Very cool. And yet their opposition is not perfectly precise. The sun will do its job and set at the true west spot on your horizon. So you will be able to ascertain how your home is oriented to the cardinal directions. But the moon's orbit is tilted a few degrees from the Earth-Sun plane. So on Wednesday evening, the moon will come up 8 full moon diameters to the left of due east. If you really want the moon to guide your eyes to true east, simply wait 40 minutes after moonrise, as the moon slowly rises up and to the right. Roughly speaking, when you see the moon just a few degrees above the horizon on Wednesday, it'll be true east. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.